Alright, here we are. Case 15-9. You seem like a special one. Look, I'm just gonna get into the questions. No need for the, how are you, fancy social interactions. You're going to confess to me and tell me how you did it. Or else. Don't give me that look. You know what happens to people who are stubborn and silent. They become your soulmates. Now, answer the questions, please. I'm sorry. I don't mean to overwhelm you. I just need answers. I'm surprised I even had to see you today. The fact that you pulled off what you did in only a day. That's impressive, to say the least. Yeah, don't take it as a compliment. Yet. Leave that for the cellmate bonding. I'm sure you all will get along well. Now, I just need you to... What's that look? What are you doing with your face? Can I... What? Your handcuffs are too loose? What on... Okay. Sure, I'll tighten them, I guess. Whatever. They look pretty tight to me. I wonder what this guy's deal is. I want to try something with him. Let's see if this works. There. How's that? It's alright. Just as I thought. It's none of your concern. Now, if you could put your hands on the table, I'd like to. Oh, is that a blush I see? Wow. I didn't think I put them on that tight. You poor baby. You must be losing blood flow like that. Jeez. I've never seen someone turn that shade of red. Are you sure you're alright? We don't need to postpone the questions. Right. Whatever you say. Seems like my guesses were right, I think. He is definitely into this. I wonder how he'll react if I do this. Now listen. It's time we get serious. I need answers from you. And I need them now. My. You sure are jumpy. You don't like it when I yank on them like that? Speechless, huh? Well, no matter. I'll get you to break, one way or another. I have my ways, sweetheart. First, I'd like to ask, does this excite you? The handcuffs? A patrolling, intimidating woman? Well, to me, at least. You look like a scared puppy on a leash. These handcuffs are somewhat a leash. They do restrict you in some way, wouldn't you say? You know, you still haven't answered the question. There's this. Excite you. Well, how very lewd of you to say. The interrogated in question does indeed like being handcuffed and bossed around. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I putting words in your mouth? I don't suppose you'd want a gag too, would you? Oh, I'm being quite serious. You know how many movies there are of someone getting kidnapped and tied to a chair. This is only more professional because you broke the law. How very unfortunate. Like I said, I have my ways. It seems my charms are already working. Besides, it's not my fault you're into this. It's not like I bribed you to say that in front of everyone. Hmm? Oh yes, there are people watching. Why? Does that scare you? No, it couldn't possibly scare you. That would be crazy. You know, I can still see your blush, even without the handcuffs. You really need to hide it from me. Why so sheepish all of a sudden? Anyways, on to the other questions. What were you doing last night? Why last night? That's when the crime was committed, of course. What did you think I meant? Sure, whatever you say, cutie. You totally don't have a suggestive mind, despite the fact that you forgot everything you've done. Is this really that distracting for you? I need you to focus, honey. I don't have all day. Oh yes, I have other things to do with my day. It's not like you're the only person I had to interrogate. Jealous now? That's funny. I didn't think you were the jealous type. Look up. I can't hear you when you talk to the ground. There we go. That's much better. Now, can you be a good boy and tell me where you were last night? Mm-hmm. I see. Fascinating. That's not quite what I have down in my case file. You wouldn't happen to be lying to me, would you? I don't handle lying very well. I would suggest you give it to me straight. Come on, tell me the truth and be a good boy. Here we go. That's the answer I wanted. That wasn't too hard, was it? Oh, and what's with the pouty face? I thought you were enjoying this. Your blushing face. The tight leash I have on. Your hands. You know that pout just makes you cuter, right? I told you to look up when you're speaking to me. I can't hear you when you're mumbling. Stop hiding your face. It makes people think you're hiding something. Plus, I want to see your face. This really took a turn. He's so sheepish this way. I wonder if he was framed. All the answers lead to this, unless... Honey, I have a hypothetical for you. Just out of curiosity. You wouldn't happen to have... Oh, I don't know. Staged all of this? Why? Well, to me, it seems like a certain cutie came in here to fulfill his darkest fantasies. Some sort of roleplay, I bet. Sounds like a hit a bullseye. How did a little puppy like you get lost in a pound? It's a metaphor, honey. Anyways, I have one more question. Do you have a crush on a certain cop? Oh, you do? My, my. Now we have the true mystery on our hands. Who's the lucky cop? Is it the prison warden? No? How about the new guy, Or maybe it's me you have a little crush on. Well, there's no point in denying it now. You've gotten this far after all. If you say so, in that case, all questions have been asked. We now just have one more thing to do. Excited, are we? You might not like this part. Why not? That's because I'm putting you under arrest for real this time. Disturbing the peace by staging a crime can be very dangerous, you know? Better luck next time. And why can't I? You know that's resisting arrest, right? Well, if there is something we can do, a certain law that can bypass your jail time and clear your record. It's very risky, though. Well, if you say so. The law states that if someone confesses to their crush, it can be used as an escape from punishment. Yeah? Well, in that case, kiss me. You heard me. Kiss me. Take what you want. It's your only way out of this mess you're in, young man. That's better. Now, go back to your little cell. Have some other people to interrogate, and then I'll bail you out, okay? No, I don't treat everyone like this. Stop with a pout. Now run along. I'll see you in a bit, cutie. He's a keeper. Fortunately, I'll be able to get him out pretty easily. Then we can do this properly. So unprofessional to bring such lewd fantasies into work. I'm on a schedule here. Oh yeah, send them in.